Yes.
But when I was in school, there was great excitement. Mm-hmm. Oh, have you heard about the revival? What an exciting time. People are flocking to the chapels, all the chapels are full. So we began to make inquiries to see where the chapels were full. And we discovered that there was a prayer meeting all day and every day in Bethania Vestry. So each lunchtime, when we would go up, our school was close by Bethania, we would go up the hill and we'd run up to the vestry in Bethania and have 10 minutes there, then run home, have our lunch and back again. We did that very often. We were three teachers going the same direction home. So that was the beginning of the revival as far as I am concerned. Mm-hmm. We went after that, we were always, it became popular, and we went around the different chapels. And one Saturday, we had some friends up in Tonpentra, and we had been asked many times to come up and spend a day with them, but we had never gone. But we decided this Saturday we would go and see the friends in Tonpentra. After having a talk and a meal, the usual custom in those days, wherever you went, oh, we better go to chapel for a little bit. And we'd go, the lady at the house said, we better go to chapel, which was the usual custom.
Yes.
It isn't far, she said, just down the road. And we went to this chapel, it was packed. The only place I was able to sit was on the steps going up the gallery. Mm-hmm. And to our surprise, Evan Roberts was there that day, because he was from one town to another. You never knew,
yes,
where you would find him. Mm-hmm. He'd be in my stake today, goodness knows where he'd be tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But to our surprise, Evan Roberts was in that meeting. And also with him, with his party, was an old friend of mine. And she was up in the pulpit. She had a lovely contralto voice. She was up in the pulpit singing. And as she was singing, she was looking around the congregation. And every so often, she would stop, as if she was saying, I want you. That was the attitude. Mm-hmm. And she'd go round and she'd stop again in another place. And so on all the way round the chapel. Then at the close of the service, Evan Roberts tested the meeting to see how many converts,
yes,
he could collect.
Yes.
And I noticed particularly that in every place where that lady stopped, there was somebody stood up. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very, very funny. Mm. So when I saw this lady after, yes, I remarked to her about what I had noticed that day. Mm-hmm. And I asked her, why was she stopping like that? Mm. She didn't know she was doing it.
Mm. Who was this singer?
Who is this? Mm.
Who is what is the name, the one who was singing?
Annie Marys.
Mm-hmm. And she came from my stake?
She lived in Lacha.
Oh.
Her parents moved to my stake. Mm-hmm. And when they moved up here from Lacha, mm-hmm, she said she would stay with her granny down there. So she was in the middle of it when Evan Roberts started down in Lacha. Mm-hmm. That's where the revival started.
Yes.
Evan Roberts lived in Lacha.
And did she go? Yes. Yeah,
Annie Marys, yes, was also living in Lacha.
Yeah.
So she joined him,
uh-huh,
when he went around.
What kind of services were they? You know, what form did the service take?
Well, they were singing chiefly.
Yes.
One would start here and sing away for all they were worth.
Yeah.
Then somebody else, the other end, would start something else.
Mm-hmm.
But the favourite that they sang in those days, and once they'd sing that, there was no stop. somebody would start, I can't sing now, mind.
No, no.
They'd sing, my weasel he thought at yesy, my weasel he thought at yesy, a dydd mawr hôn. Then all the congregation would sing, O daiwch eich aduriaid, i ofyn am y caedwad, pa fodd y wnewch chi ateb y dydd mawr hwn. Then somebody else over there would say, cywch gweld y ser yn syrthio, and then they'd go over all this again, and syrthio along, until all, and then all the chorus, mae'n weill i chi ddod at Iesu. Then over the other side, oh goodness knows where, somebody else would start. What did I say over there? Cywch gweld y môr yn agwr, yn agwr, cywch gweld y môr yn agwr, y dydd mawr hôn, o daiwch beth a diriaid. And it was on and on and on, there was no stop. Somebody would think of a little phrase to carry the thing on. That was the favourite in the revival. But they were all singing, and there was nothing much else but singing. And years after, there was a panel on the radio, and Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones was on the panel.
Yes.
And somebody in the audience asked, why could any of the panel explain why the revival went a flopper? And Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones replied and said, it was the fault of the ministers. During the revival, it was a singing revival. Everybody was singing. They didn't think of anything else. And they were usually people who had not been in the habit of going to chapel. Therefore, they didn't have any background. And when the fire cooled down, they had nothing to support them.
So in the meetings when, say, Evan Roberts was speaking, would he be speaking in Welsh then or in English?
Oh, Welsh.
In Welsh.
Cymraeg
or the
Welsh revival.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Martin Lloyd-Jones said. If the ministers during the revival had to stop them singing for a while and he give them a talk, they would have had something as a background. That was his argument, not mine.
No. Yeah.